The island nation of Trinidad and Tobago is famous for calypso and soca, the infectious music that takes center stage during Carnival. But during the Christmas season, another type of music dominates. John Otis is going to tell us about it.
I'm at a sound check for a band that plays old-time instruments. What you're hearing is the cuatro, a small, four-stringed acoustic guitar. There are also mandolins, maracas, and a box bass, Trinidad's version of the washtub bass. These are the key instruments for the making of a kind of religious folk music called parang. During the months leading up to Christmas, parang can be heard just about everywhere in Trinidad. Most of the songs are about the birth of Christ. However, not everyone understands them. It turns out that parang was brought to Trinidad by migrant farm workers from nearby Venezuela. It's sung in Spanish, even though the mother tongue here is English. This parang group pantomimes to help audiences grasp the Spanish lyrics to songs, like this one about the Annunciation, when the Virgin Mary learns she will become the mother of Jesus. The band is called Los Alumnos de San Juan. Its leader is Alicia Jagasar, who also heads the National Parang Association.
Parang music is our way at Christmas time to tell a story, but in a different language and in a different musical style. So you wouldn't hear it as the normal, hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. You will hear, cantando gloria, gloria, gloria en el cielo, en un establo nació el Dios verdadero.
Now, here's how it sounds in concert.
Cantando gloria, gloria, gloria en el cielo, en un establo nació el Dios verdadero.
Christmas Eve. Parang bands go house to house until the wee hours in an exuberant form of Christmas caroling. But they must adhere to some elaborate musical etiquette to gain entry.
You have to do a serenal from outside. And with that song, you have to actually say who you are and what you come to do. And it's only when the host hears who you are, then the door is open. They don't just open it just like that.
But once inside, the party revs up, says Michelle Reese, a Trinidadian academic and a big fan of parang.
That's what I would wake up to. Christmas morning, I would hear the cuatros, the mandolins, as the groups went from house to house.
And what do they give you in the house for singing?
Oh, there's lots of rum flowing. There's food that comes out. There's a lot of alcohol. There's a lot of drinks. And it's just a really festive time, you know?
To keep this tradition alive, high schools and colleges in Trinidad hold parang contests, like this one in a Port of Spain park. Still, musicians are always tinkering with parang in an effort to reach a wider audience. This is one result, so-called soca parang. It's sung in English so more people will understand and is fused with the frenetic rhythms of soca. Purists complain that the lyrics often glorify girls rather than the gospel, but Jagasar endorses the hybrid.
Because we are the land of calypso and soca and steel pan, we like to mix things. That's just our culture.
Indeed, her own group likes to stretch musical boundaries.
It's Christmas in Trinidad and Tobago.
Ah, despacito, despacito, mi amiga. Vamos a celebrar.
In fact, one of their most recent recordings is a Christmas-themed version of the global hit Despacito. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago.
I see days are short and nights long, the atmosphere filled with love and laughter, joy and care.